prayer or story. If we can get it in here somewhere. Anyway. Story. The other world, as we see it from here, where I am now, or think I am now. Some may then think of it as, well, some heaven, clouds with angels and wings, or something nebulous, transparent, spiritual, right? Not matter, spirit, something very vague and less than concrete, you could say. Some people may have this, and I had it when I grew up, that kind of image in my mind about if there is a heaven at all, or another other world. But now I see it, and we can show it there in the story, the other way, that this earthly realm is a kind of less real, less concrete in that way, existence. I mean, again, if we think of us making a virtual reality world, a game world to play in, which we do nowadays, we humans, we create these games, some of them virtual reality, you step into them. As if you were there. But we know, of course, when we look at those from here, that although they may seem very real, they are not really that. There's something with those that you can feel it's not really for real. It's artificial. It's kind of, yeah, looks good. You can have fun. You can play around there. But, well, it's temporary. And it's nothing, it's something not really satisfying. You want something more real. You go out and take a walk in the summer, and there are flowers, and the trees are green, and everything there, and the sun, and it's beautiful, right? But then there's something there that you kind of miss, isn't it? The real flowers, the real trees. I know it sounds crazy, maybe. This is a book. Someone's talking like that, or we can show it. That don't wither away after a while. That don't have these flaws, as if they were just about to disappear again. Look at this rose flower here, but that leaf here, that petal, a little brownish at the edge, it's not lasting, so temporary. And also that what it's made of is some kind of something we call matter. It's just stuff. You can take that flower and crush it and flatten, and it just becomes a mush. So how real was it? But then here we are in the more real world that the people on Earth call the other world. Now we call, this is again a scene here, we call that Earth the other world, the lower world, the shadow world. It's a playground. You go there, it's built for us to go in and act and play and try out things. And you can build stuff there, and that's what the humans do. And sometimes they build beautiful things. Sometimes they turn that world into like a nether world. Dark and artificial, and with ugly things they have built, and they are just going down into more primitive instincts and desires, just food and drink. And sex and very basics. And they just make things, fix things, do things. Ideas, yeah, let's make it. And that's what the world is for, really. And then sometimes it doesn't look nice anymore. What do you do about it? Well, of course, you go back again to the real world, and whew, it's weird down there now, and I don't feel at home there anymore. Maybe somewhere else. But I had enough of that Earth life. There's a charm to it. But you know, you get lost in there, and oof. And there we have our PO, and this girl who he is still trying to find, thinks maybe he found her. And they realize more and more, hey, there's more to it than this.